Welcome back to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Zulema.
I'm Cicely.
And I am Genevieve, which today I had a meeting and the woman opened by saying, is it pronounced Genevieve or Genevieve?
Oh, and what did you say?
I said Genevieve.
Like every time someone asks me this, I am like, no, it's just Genevieve. I'm like always dumbfounded when people think that it's Genevieve. I mean, I'm slightly flattered because it does sound sort of schmancy when you say it that way. But have you ever met someone who pronounces it Genevieve unless you're in France?
I'm
going to
start calling you Jean.
Jean. Jeannie.
John.
Jean.
My alter ego.
That's like me whenever there's this teacher in high school that used to call me Chicheli. And I was like, it's literally not Chicheli. I was like, it's Cicely. Like, what the hell? How did you get there? My physics teacher.
Have you told the Clitterly story?
No, but I could tell it right now.
Do it.
Basically, I was sitting in my apartment. My roommate Ellie was there with me and her like two friends came over from LA where she's from. And so I was just talking to them, meeting them. She was talking to one of the guys. There's two guys there. And I was kind of like stuck talking to this guy who I had like nothing in common with. And I was just really pulling at some strings to have a conversation with this person. And he was not really giving me much, you know? Then there's like a lull in the conversation. And I'm kind of like looking at Ellie for a little bit of help, you know, like get out of your conversation, come over to mine. We're also sitting in my living room, like not far away from each other. So it was kind of weird that we were having two separate conversations.
It's always so awkward to try to get out of conversation.
Yeah,
either use the like when you're at a party, it's like, oh, I have to get another drink. Yeah. I have to find my friend or I have to go to the bathroom.
Literally at the Halloween party that we went to this year, I always was like, I got to find my friend.
But what if you're sitting at dinner? Like, how do you get?
Yeah, you can't get away from that.
You literally can't. You're just sitting
you
there.
You say, oh, it's my time to go.
She's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I need to find my friend. No, like sitting right next to you.
I'll pretend like I have to ask Cicely a question. Cicely, yeah. Cicely.
How's the bathroom?
How's the bathroom?
Anyway, so we're sitting there. It's kind of a lull in conversation, silence. He looks over at me and he goes, Clitterly? what was your name? And I was like, Cicely. But that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And so now instead of saying literally, we'll be like clitterly. And it's just so
I'm like,
funny
that
to me.
Clitterly was the funniest that thing I've ever seen in my life.
Funny to me.
I'm like, did you clitterly. Go there clitterly? And they're like, yeah. So I'm now clitterly.
Well,
he was so embarrassed, but.
We clitterly just got back from our girls' trip. Oh, literally.
Oh. Zoom, Mr. Q.
Ready, 3, 2, 1. Our girls' trip in
Jamaica.
And it was so fun. We went for
such
a weekend.
A
but it felt like a long time because.
Felt like a month.
Island time, baby.
Well, because you wake up so early and then you go to bed so early. So the days just feel so long.
And you're not doing anything.
We're literally sitting in the sun all day long. I'm like, how many times can I jump into the water? I mean, endless. I love just plopping into that water.
Endless summer vacation.
every podcast, you guys, we sing Miley Cyrus. I swear.
But it was interesting because none of us had ever been to Jamaica, and we really only knew to go to Negril for, like, from a friend's recommendation. But I guess we didn't really do a lot of research, you guys. Like, we showed up, we stayed at an Airbnb, we show up at the airport, and our driver picks us up. And
our driver, it was the Airbnb's son. Yeah. It makes us sound really fancy, but no.
No, yeah, not a fancy driver. And he was, we were like, how long? I think we were expecting maybe 30 minutes an hour. 2.5 hour drive.
And there was traffic, you guys, so it was 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in front because I get car sick. And so that means I can't read a book. I can't be on my phone. I have to just look straight ahead or else I will feel nauseous. And I look behind me and G and Zoo are fully asleep. So
I love falling asleep in a car.
I know. 3 hours. I'm talking to this driver man about fishing, his fish he's caught. When you're restaurant recommendations.
Yeah. I feel like when you're in the front seat, you kind of feel like you should be talking to the driver.
And I was telling G and Zoo when we got home, because I was like, oh my God, I'm exhausted from the conversation. It was like 3 hours of straight talking. They were like, why'd you talk to him? Like, just ignore him. And I'm like, you can't. There's an energy up there. When you're up there, you have to talk to them. Also, I don't want them to... They're on a 3-hour drive, too. Yeah, they might be lonely or bored. I don't know.
It's like empath is like out of control.
So I just talk. And when Zoo sat in front on the way home or when we were driving somewhere else...
Yeah. I did.
Or you did. But when were you sitting in front, Zoo?
Drive back from dinner.
Yeah, drive back from dinner.
Zoo is not... a conversation girl. She starts whipping out so much conversation.
I did not whip out you so did. Much.
You
did.
You were like, so bit. What kind of boat do you have? I was like, oh my God. I did not say that. Something in okay, a similar I did, vein. Yeah. And I was like, this girl is whipping out the conversation.
Yeah, because it was silent.
Right? So then I got home and I was like, Zoo, you feel the no, need I to totally talk, feel, right? I totally and it's feel. Such an energy.
Which, interesting.
Bit us, bit me in the ass.
Interesting thing yeah. that we can go off here and delve into, I guess, the deeper psychology behind this. But our driver, who was lovely and wonderful, we were kind of told before going to Jamaica that sometimes, like, going as women, like, as young girls, like, the men can be a little aggressive with the, like, they're just much more, like, openly flirtatious.
Kind of like mm-hmm. Italy or, like, Europe, yeah. you know, it's, like, it's a different way of life.
Catcalling.
Yeah, catcalling and stuff. But they're just, like, overt with it. Like, yeah. it's just there. And I don't know if they mean any harm by it or if they actually are serious, but it's just what they do.
And so we were aware of that going in, but our driver, who was, he was the son of the Airbnb owner.
But he was like, super 40. Nice. Yeah. He wasn't, like, a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Wedding also, ring on, wife, yeah, kids.
It didn't seem like he was flirting with us at all.
No, no.
It seemed very, like, friendly, like, professional.
Harmless. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
But when we arrived that night after our 2.5-hour journey, the power was out, so it was pitch black.
Raining.
Raining, and we were starving, so we were going to walk to dinner, and he was like, no, no, I'll drive you guys there.
Because like, we didn't yeah. know, like, the terrain. We didn't know
right.
where yeah. anything was. We had just gotten there. It was dark and raining.
Literally so pitch black, so no street lights
no
or anything.
No street lights. Mm-hmm. Also, this road that our Airbnb was off of, it's, like, the main road, mm-hmm. and the drivers there are very aggressive, crazy. And they drive yeah. really fast in the middle of the road. It was raining. It was wet.
There's we like just no like, sidewalk too.
No sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no sidewalk on this road, and the power was out, so no street lights. So we yeah. were just like, he was like, "I'll drive you," and we were like, "Sounds great. That sounds like the safest option."
Yeah, and so he drove us. And
mistake number two.
It was kind of interesting because we get to the restaurant, and instead of like letting us out in the driveway, he parks. And that was my first kind of question mark. I was
well,
like,
no, when we were leaving the Airbnb and his dad pulled up and was like, oh, three beautiful women in your car or whatever.
That was the first
one. And
was,
G tried yeah. to, like, make the conversation go a different direction. She was like, your house is beautiful. Yeah. We love it. It's so gorgeous.
And so he parks his car at the restaurant. And so I was like, that's interesting. And then he proceeds to get out. And, you know, we're kind of delirious from our flight. And I feel like we all were just kind of like, okay, we're following yeah, him into the restaurant.
But also what I had learned, which I think I told you guys, but maybe you were asleep at this time. The one restaurant that we went to that night, he was friends with the bartender.
Yeah.
So
he
when
knew
I,
someone. So right, I was like, yeah, oh, he's just he trying to, like, someone. Meet his friend or something.
Yeah, so when we, like, got out of the car, I was like, oh, you can just drop us off here at the entrance. And he was like, no, I'll come in. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, he's going to come in and see his friend and then leave.
Yeah.
Got it.
So then we're at the hostess stand, and he is kind of like, he's setting it up for us, sort of. He's like,
his friend's not there, too.
Yeah, he's like, we need a table for dinner. And we were like, kind of like, okay, he's kind of taking the lead on this. This is interesting. Mind you, this is not even our Airbnb host. Not yeah, that that would necessarily no. make it less weird, but this is the guy who picked us up from the airport. It's just not the Airbnb host. And it just seems like he's really going out of his way. So then
I thought it was all nice at this point. Like, I was like, yeah. oh, friendly, yeah. friendly guy.
Well, because
maybe,
I
like,
thought,
Jamaica
yeah.
vibes.
Yes. I thought he was coming to literally, his friend's name was, like, Randy or something. I yeah. thought he yeah. was coming to see Randy. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, great. And then he's asked about a reservation and whatever. He was just taking initiative. And I was like, okay, I'll sit back. He can get us a reservation yeah. or whatever.
Just
it wasn't
polite.
A busy place. Like, we could have probably just yeah. sat down anywhere.
Okay, so then?
So then the hostess woman goes, so how many is it going to be? Three or four, and she kind of looks at all of us, and he goes, well, four, I think. Is it all right if I have dinner with you guys?
And Zoo and I are Miss Non-Confrontational in, like, the most extreme format of non-confrontational. I will literally make myself so uncomfortable and upset and unhappy to make somebody else happy because I don't want to bring it up or make them uncomfortable,
yeah.
you know?
So Cicely goes, yeah!
But it was like the yeah that was like, you maybe should have gotten the hint that I was like uncomfortable. I was like, yeah, yeah.
But like pretty immediately. So,
that was mistake number three.
Yeah.
There's already been a lot of mistakes racking up here. Learn from us, listeners, yeah. please.
I know to just shut the fuck up now.
In this
I'm
moment,
not
we,
talking just, to anybody.
We should have just said three. Like,
yeah.
Three.
Spoken up for ourselves. But it was just like the. It was all the factors of yeah. everything were making it difficult. He was, like, setting up the reservation, so it sort of felt like – it was just weird.
Yeah.
So, and there wasn't also a lot of time to be like, are you going to leave? No, it just all happened kind of quickly. And that's why I think I was like, yeah, because it just was so fast.
So I immediately am like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And I immediately am like, I'm going to jump off this cliff and go dive into the water because I'm so uncomfortable. So we sit down.
And you almost did.
And I almost did. We sit down at our table. Zoo sits down on this. There's a bench and then two seats on either end. Like you're in like a family dinner. And I'm like, I literally can't face him right now. So I go over to the ledge of where the water is.
She literally walks away. Like, she goes to the water. And it's just me and our driver sitting
because
at this table.
I also felt like I had talked to him the whole drive. I was like, did I send? I knew the warning. Yeah. We had gotten warned of like, don't
be overly friendly.
Be overly friendly. And I was practicing my bitch face for weeks. I was like, because I'm so nice.
You are. Cicely's just so friendly.
I'm so friendly. And I just want to talk to everybody. And I love talking. Yeah. I didn't want to talk to him for 3 hours, but I did because I had already set the precedent that I'm a talker. But I had been practicing my bitch face of like, do not talk to these people if they're like flirting with you or whatever, because they might take it the wrong way for weeks. Even in the airport, yeah. I was like practicing my bitch face.
Well, this was the time to.
Yes. Anyway, I was like, okay, this man is our Airbnb host's son. So I wasn't really doing my bitch face with him, you know?
And he was married.
And he was married and I was talking about his kid. So I just, whatever. But when we got to the restaurant, I was like, okay, maybe I gave this guy the wrong impression. Like, maybe I was flirting and I didn't even realize it. Or, I mean, I know I wasn't, but maybe he took my personality as flirtatious when that's just who I am. Maybe this is what I've been warned about. Like, oh my God. So I didn't want to sit down because I was like, I think he thinks I like him. Oh my God.
Also, in my head, I was thinking, is he expecting us to pay for his meal?
Yes. I was thinking, as soon as he said it, I was like, wait, how is this going to work? And let me preface this by saying, I honestly would not mind having dinner with a local person there.
Oh yeah, no, me too.
No problem. It's more so just that we were only there for the weekend.
Yeah.
Literally like 2 or 3 days. And this was our first night. And
he didn't even really ask.
And on top of that, he like invited himself.
Yeah.
Also, this restaurant was like, we're like three freshly out of college girls. Like, we don't have a lot of money rolling around. Like, this was like the most expensive restaurant on the island.
I was like, are we treating him?
And I'm like,
what's going on?
I mean, a piece of fish was like $40. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, like, I'm not even going to spend that on myself. Like, I'm going to... I asked him. I was like, whatever. I got my shit together. I hopped off
the
ledge.
She came and sat down at the table.
And I sat next to Zoo.
And he pulls out his... Say that.
Yes. He comes and sits next to me. And he pulls out his flashlight on his
phone.
Yeah,
he was like waiting for you to sit down. He was like, where is she
going
to sit?
It was like sitting with your dad,
but
though.
That was
they pull
it,
out their
too.
Flashlight.
Yes.
I know. I think he wanted to sit next to you.
At the ledge for maybe like a minute.
Yeah, you were like staring out into the distance.
Staring into the distance, literally contemplating if I would survive the jump down into the water and where I would swim to.
Wait, and he was standing?
He was standing.
He was
like waiting for me.
Yeah,
he was kind of acting awkward. So he was kind of waiting for me to sit down. So I sit down next to Zoo because I'm like, I'm not having this man sit next to Zoo. I got us into this situation. Like, I got it. I sacrificed myself. Then he sits down immediately right next to me. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then he whips out his flashlight and he's looking at the menu on his phone. Flashlight.
Like you're with your dad.
I was just like, I felt a level of I feel bad for you and a level of this is so embarrassing.
Like, we're
you
on
know?
A girls trip.
Yeah.
This is like,
oh my God,
come
I just
on.
Whatever. Anyway, so then I'm like, what do you get here? Like, continuing the conversation, I should have learned my lesson and shut up. And he leans over and gets kind of close to me and he like points. Oop, my Kin Euphorix just fell.
Don't give him Briad.
I really liked it.
Good.
They are.
If you want to sponsor us,
yeah,
well,
Bella.
Bella Hadid.
Bella. Anyway, so then he leans over, points at the menu at like the Barracuda or something. I don't know what he was getting. It was like
the snapper.
Yeah, or something that was probably the most expensive thing on the menu. And he's like, I usually get this, and I'm like, okay, thank you. His flashlight's like in my eyes. I'm like, thank you.
Mind you, G is still in the bathroom.
Yeah, she's still in the bathroom.
Okay, let me say my POV.
Yeah,
I'm in the bathroom, audibly out loud saying. Fuck. Fucking fuck. Are you fucking kidding me? Out loud. Like, there was another woman in there. She probably was like, you're insane. I'm racking my brain
of how we got this situation.
Being like, how am I going to fix this? Because I am like, we are not going to do a whole dinner with a stranger on our first night here. That was, I want to talk about like stuff with my besties. Like, we're on a trip to hang out and I don't want a random 40-year-old man there. I'm no offense to
also,
him at all.
Also, not even that. I had... exhausted the conversation with him. I was like, the fact that I had to think about talking to this person who was a very nice person, but talking to this person for even 40 minutes longer, an hour longer, I was like, I can't. I'm exhausted. I can't.
It's a lot of work, even with anyone that's like you're not best friends with. It's hard to keep up conversation. But
we paid for this trip to hang out with each other. Like, we're not, it's not also, like a meet and greet.
We paid him to drive us. We paid him to drive us to the restaurant, too.
Yeah, and we even set a pickup time. We were like, pick us up at 9:30. Yes. Like, that's when we want to be picked up.
Right. And we will pay you then. Thank you. He says dinner for four.
So I'm racking my brain, and I just know that I need to go over there, and I need to do something. I hadn't figured out exactly what yet, but I was just like, I don't want to have dinner with this guy. It was frustrating me.
Thank God you was there. Or else I would have been having dinner with this man, paying for his snapper.
I walk over the table and he's got his flashlight on the menu. I was like, I didn't come here to have dinner with my dad. I'm sorry. This is so uncomfortable. No. So I sit down. We haven't ordered anything yet. You know, we haven't ordered drinks or anything. So I was like thinking, I was like, this is the only time, because as soon as you order drinks,
it's over.
It's over, because now there's stuff on the table. Zoo leans over and it's like, how was the bathroom?
I was like racking my brain for conversation because it was silent. It was awkwardly silent.
I literally ignore her because I'm like, the only thing kind of question is that?
I was about to walk up and go to the water again.
I didn't know what else to say.
You could hear a pin drop.
And then she says it again. She's like, I was in the bathroom. I was like, it was fine. Okay.
Oh my God. This is when you did that? Yeah. I thought you meant when we were at that dive bar in the East Village with that person.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was like, that was kind of weird. Oh my God. It was this situation. Yes.
She was asking me twice how the bathroom was. It was like, this is a bad sign. No. So I'm trying to figure out like a very, very, very nicely worded way. Because the other thing is like, in all seriousness, like as a woman, you don't want to like piss someone off. It's like, how do you be honest without them like being, I don't know this guy. We're in a foreign place. And
he knows where we live.
I'm not saying, he seemed like a very, very nice guy. But just out of like cautious concern, you don't want to be like, can you leave? You know, no.
Even like when I'm in an Uber in New York City, I don't want to be mean to the Uber driver because I'm like, I'm literally at your, I'm like, I gave all my trust to you because I am in your car.
Yeah.
You're driving me somewhere. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're whatever. Literally in their car.
I'm literally in their car. It's with just my sad because like
men do not have to think about this. And it's just so sad that I have to like nicely word this when it's like, this is literally my trip. Like, you shouldn't even be having dinner with us in the first place. Yeah. It's just like,
well, I think that's crazy. Also why I was talking to him so much is because I'm like, I'm in a foreign country, you're driving us someplace, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know where I am, it's a long drive, like I would just rather be nice and not have anything happen than be like, actually I don't really want to talk, you know, or I'm then exhausted from the flight.
It's so hard to like balance the line of being too nice versus like giving them the wrong impression.
So I'm like trying to think of what to say, and then I'm just like, hey, I don't want to offend you, but I feel like I just wanted this to be like a girls' night for our first, you know, dinner here. I hope that doesn't offend you at all. Would you mind like not having dinner with us tonight? And could you just pick us up like around 9:30? And I feel like I said it in a nice way.
You did.
You said it in the best way you could have said it.
Because it was hard. Like, it was a really hard. He's already sitting down. It's like, and it's going to come off as a little
rude. When she said that, the biggest wave of relief off of me. I was like, thank God I don't have to jump off that ledge.
I was literally like, I hope you don't take offense to this. And so I just feel like I said it in a nice enough way, but also in a way of like, can you please leave?
Yeah. It was stern, but it was kind.
Yeah. And I think I slipped in something like, we just really want to talk about like some girl stuff. Yeah. You know, because I wanted it to seem, you know, not too mean.
Yeah.
It's just sad that you even have to like be like that, but whatever. And he totally got it. He was like, no problem.
No, he was really nice about it.
He was very nice about it and got up and left. And I was so uncomfortable, but also so happy that we could just have that dinner by ourselves. Oh my God.
I'm so grateful that you did that.
I am too.
It was so hard.
So that was the start of our trip.
That was the start of our trip. And let me just say, as a moral of the story, I think if you are uncomfortable, like, don't sacrifice your happiness to like make someone comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be mean. There's no reason to like be rude, but you don't need to like overextend yourself, especially when you're in a position where it's like, this is your trip.
Yeah.
And it's like, you want to do what is making you happy. And
I know. So, yeah. I remember like somebody told me once, they're like, Cicely, you need to be like a little more selfish. And I'm like,
a little more selfish. I don't want
to be selfish. Like selfish is, has a negative connotation. Like being selfish is bad. But I get myself in these situations because I'm not being selfish. Like there needs to be an element of like, what do you want to do? What makes you happy? What's going to make this night for you and your friends the best? It's not going to be sitting there with a 40-year-old man who just you spent 3 hours talking to. And you just have to be a little selfish to think about what's going to make yourself the happiest.
And sometimes...
And make yourself uncomfortable doing
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you have to be like, be in an uncomfortable situation. Yeah. Actually, most of the time in life, you have to be a little uncomfortable. And it's just like setting your... I don't know what it is, but like your pride aside or yourself aside and just being able to be like, I have to rip the Band-Aid off. I have to say this. I have to be honest.
It can even happen with like friends too. Yeah, like I have like a few like acquaintance friends-ish. And the reason why I don't hang out with them a lot is because I feel like they don't know when to leave. You know, it's like we just hang out for I'm a very spontaneous planner. Like I like a plan definitely, but I'm also like, I love that we all live so close to each other because we can be like, oh, do you want to have a drink tonight? Let's go have a drink. That's the plan. And then we all kind of get when it's time to leave. Yeah. You know, I don't like when people are like sitting around my apartment for like 4 hours after like I was ready to go to bed. But then in my head, like I don't want to tell them like, hey, I'm going to go to bed, whatever, because I don't want to be mean to them.
And this
but
is
it
the
would
thing.
Make
it's
your
like...
night so much better if I would just be like, hey, can you get out? Can you? I loved our time together, but like, I think I'm going to go to bed. I'm so exhausted. Yeah. And they would get it and it would make everything so much
better. It's a moment of discomfort versus an elongated period of discomfort. Yeah. And it's going to be discomfort either way. So like, pick your poison. I personally would rather have the thing where it's like, it's over. The discomfort's over sooner.
Yeah. I also feel this even with work. Like when I email anyone, I'm like, oh, I have to put an exclamation mark so that I don't sound too mean or anything. I'm like,
totally.
Smiley face, emoji.
Totally.
It's like, why do I do that?
I know.
It's I'll so do that to my agents. I'll be like, if I don't agree with something or I want to pass on something or whatever it is, I'll be like, I'll put a smiley face at the end.
Literally.
Or a heart.
I know.
And I'm like, I feel like it's only girls do that. Like when men message
me. No, they
me,
did. The New York Times did like a study on it or something. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I think it was like the New York Times. I think it was. Or it was like
a TikTok.
No, it wasn't a TikTok. I actually read the New York Times. I'm subscribed. It was like one of them where they were like, they were comparing emails, corporate emails from men and corporate emails from women or corporate Slacks from men or corporate Slacks from women. And they were so different. Like women were like, hey, happy Wednesday. Like, hope you're having the best day.
Exclamation smiley face.
Yeah, I need this from you, but no rush.
no rush
at all. I need it by tomorrow, but no rush. You know, like whenever you can get it to me, thank you so much. Have the best rest of your day.
Yeah.
Whereas like sometimes like, well, the men in this scenario were like, hey, when's that doc going to be ready? Send it to me when you got it ASAP or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, that got the point
like,
across.
I've seen my dad's emails. They're very short and stern.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. But like,
it's
I
just this thing of women want to, not all women, but a lot of women just like want to be liked and they don't want to come off as like harsh or cold or any of these things. And so it's easier to just, I think it's nice to have a little bit of decency, especially in work where you're like, hey, happy Wednesday, instead of just asking for something from someone.
Right.
But it
that's
is because
women are like more empathetic. Like
yeah, because
too,
women want to be liked too and they don't want to come across, or that's something that's like on a lot of women's minds.
I also feel like we're rewarded for like being friendly. It's like the more like friendly slash maybe it's verging on flirty you are, like you kind of get like rewarded for that. Rather than being stern, I think men get like rewarded for being like, I'm a boss, I'm stern, I ask for what I want, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like women get more like positive reactions when they're like, like friendly, happy,
easygoing.
I think men like women that are approachable, you know? And if you're not approachable, I don't know if it's like they see you as a threat or whatever it is, but they just don't want to, you're not approachable.
It's
they don't
sad.
Come over
it's
you.
Just like what we've been taught and it's so ingrained. Like I saw it throughout this trip, like literally how fucking friendly we were being. And people take advantage of it
they
too.
Do.
It's just like, damn, like you can't win.
Yeah.
You can't win.
It's so hard.
And then he drove us home, and that was the most awkward drive
well,
home
I was
I've
like,
ever experienced.
I'm not sitting in front. I'm absolutely not. I draw the line, period. I'm not sitting
and
in front.
I was like, I don't want to sit in front because I told him to leave.
G told him off. I had talked to him for 3 hours. I think he had a crush on me. And then Zoo sat in front. And so I was like, we have planned. We are so pathetic. We planned this whole thing where when we go outside, because I didn't want to make him uncomfortable. I didn't want to make him uncomfortable by me rejecting the front seat because I had sat in the front seat on the way there. So I was like,
meanwhile, he made us uncomfortable.
Yes. Like, so I was like, Zoo, can you ask him if you, can you ask me when we go outside so if you could sit in the front? And I'll say, yes, of course. So we get outside and I'm like, we're walking to the car and we're like so close to it. And I'm like hitting Zoo's arm. I'm like, ask me.
Yeah, and it seemed so rehearsed.
And she's like, oh my God. Hey, can I sit in front? And I'm like, absolutely. Also, it was like a 2-minute drive.
It was literally two minutes.
God. Also, he had to drive us home to the airport on the last day.
Like 3 days later.
And I was just like, God. I sat in the front and
I just slept. Car sick. And I said, I'm not sitting in front. I'd rather throw up in this back seat than have to sit up front again.
But the rest of the trip was fine. We didn't really run into that situation.
No, we didn't. Although it was so kind of crazy, like the amount of attention I feel like
we got.
Insane.
It was crazy.
It's just obviously going to a different place where you're just not used to being. It's interesting because like you will get catcalled in New York.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's not
everyone.
No,
this was literally every single man passing.
There was a 10-year-old kid on a bike. And he came up to us. He's like, hey, girls, you guys sisters? I'm like, you are 10. You could be my son. I was like,
it is so.
Sisters, no, we're friends. But like, I still respond to him. Yeah. I think it's because literally it's I'm walking down the street and like a hot pink terry cloth dress. Like I stand out because I was wearing so many colors.
Yeah. But again, it's the type of thing where it's like, shouldn't matter what you're wearing. I mean, we're in a really hot place. It's like, it's so wild that they just literally are so aggressive. I mean, we went to eat at this local spot, which was so cool, and the food was amazing.
So good.
But it was kind of... We should make like a Jamaica rack on our Instagram or something.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Anybody's going to Jamaica, DM us, and we'll give you all our recommendations.
It was just...
Yeah, if you want a really good driver, we'll have dinner with you.
Don't talk too much to me.
But, like, at the local spot, it was kind of hard for us to even sit there because people kept trying, like, men kept trying to.
And then it's awkward because then you ignore them because you're like, I don't want to give them the wrong impression. And they're literally talking to you and you're, like,
and you're
looking down at the ground. You're like, I'm just not going to respond,
it's
I guess.
It's just, like, such an interesting line because, like, you want to say hi and you want to acknowledge people, you know, and you don't want to be rude. But if you give them, like, what I noticed, if you give, like, the men any ounce of anything, they're like, oh my God, okay, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna keep talking.
Give
them
an inch, take a mile.
Okay, yeah. Which happens in New York a lot.
And I'm not assuming everyone has bad intentions. Actually, I'm so trusting of people, and I just usually think everyone has great intentions. And I don't think necessarily that every one of them was like prying on us. Preying on us. But it was definitely like if you gave them anything, it was like became a whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was just an interesting, like, cultural thing that I just noticed. Definitely. And I definitely feel like I wouldn't want to go there by myself.
No.
If, like, as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second day, we woke up.
Oh, this was the best.
Oh, my God.
So the power went back on. The power was out. And there was actually across the water from us. We were on this, like, little...
Oh, yeah.
Cove? Yeah, like, bay cove thing. Across the water was this,
High Cove.
High Cove is what it was called.
Yes.
That makes sense. Amazing Airbnb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Recommend it completely. Across the water from us was this, it looked like a house. I think it was like a party house or something.
It looked
like a frat house or something. It was insane. And when we got back from dinner, as we started driving closer and closer to the Airbnb, we started hearing like this music and we're like, what the hell is that? We get to the Airbnb.
This music is
blasting.
It's so loud.
And you know how, like, sound travels on water so well? It was, there must have, like, it was as loud as if there was a JBL speaker in our room. Like,
literally.
Yeah. It was so loud.
It was across the bay, which was just insane. And, like, at first they were playing kind of Rasta music, and so it felt like
I could fall asleep to that.
Yeah, it was sort of chill, you know, Bob Marley vibes. I was like, oh, I kind of like this, actually. Like, I listen to white noise at night. I don't mind noise.
Like, I know. Gina going to bed, and she's like, no white noise for me tonight, because it was kind of relaxing. It was a little too loud, maybe, but it was kind of relaxing.
Then he decides, as we're trying to fall asleep, close our little eyes and get some rest after this whole dinner fiasco. He starts playing Calvin Harris.
Yeah. Like,
full EDM switch up. Like, it was like an insane rave. And he's changing the music. Like, he's changing the song every couple.
Yeah.
lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like every like 10 seconds was a new like, you know, like, oh, okay, a new one.
Craziness.
So wild. So I fell asleep dreaming about Calvin Harris.
I think I incorporated it into my dreams.
I think I did too. Really? I think I had some really stressful dreams or something that night. Anyway, the next morning we wake up. Basically, how like the villas were positioned,
Villa was,
like,
makes it sound
I
like
know. Really, yeah. I said that to like my mom or something, and she's like, a villa, and I was like, well, I don't really know what else to go. Like house, like the little bungalows.
They were
bungalows.
Like condos.
Yeah, bungalows. I guess.
Bungalow villas. They were villas.
Yeah, there was one to the right of us. There was probably like a one bedroom. A really cute like Swedish couple was there. I think they just got engaged because she was like taking pictures of her ring. They were very so sweet. Cute. Then there was our villa bungalow. And then to the left of us was a bigger one, and there was two people staying in there. We still don't know if they're a couple or if they were friends. At first, we thought they were a couple.
Wait, they were definitely a couple.
No, I think they were friends.
We never saw them kissing.
We never saw them kissing.
Guys, and they were definitely a couple.
And what we're just about to tell you, I feel like I wouldn't do this with my boyfriend.
What made you think that they were friends?
Because of the story I'm about to tell really set a different precedent for them, I think.
Zoo, they might not have been a couple. It's an option.
Because only they time, were 100%.
How do you know, though? The only time I saw them
because
touch.
Because they were naked.
Okay, but the only time I saw them touch is when they were holding hands jumping into the water.
Yeah.
Just because they weren't making out doesn't mean they're not a couple.
I didn't see one kiss or hug or anything.
Maybe physical touch isn't their love language.
Maybe they need to step it up. I'm just kidding.
Anyway. We don't know.
So it's 7 a.m.
I know.
This man.
Zoe apparently knows.
7 a.m. This man had.
No.
Because I know. Okay.
This man had a JBL speaker and he was blasting kind of Calvin Harris-y music again in the morning. Outside of the villas. So I woke up to that. So I fell asleep to Calvin Harris, woke up to Calvin Harris, and I was like, I never need to listen to Calvin Harris ever again in my life. Anyway, so they were there, so we could see them, whatever. We saw them a lot. Then that day, we went to a mushroom farm, which was very interesting to see. Very educational, which really surprised and excited about. Mm-hmm. I, like, feel like I could grow mushrooms now.
Yeah,
I couldn't because it's such a difficult process, but, like,
I couldn't.
I know the steps that I need really to take. Cool. So that was so fun.
Psychedelic
mushrooms. The family that we like looked, that we like went, the farm that was run by this family, the family was amazing.
Let's give them a shout out. Mr. and Mrs. Shroom
in Negril, Jamaica.
Go check them out.
They are amazing. They have an Instagram page. There's an awful photo of us probably on it.
Oh, God.
They're amazing. Like, literally, highly recommend that. Came home from that. We went and got lunch. Just feeling like really happy about life.
Yeah. Also, we got some cereal from the grocery store and had fruits. The best breakfast.
Yeah, we had cornflakes, gluten-free with bananas and cinnamon, and it was
you guys have been trying to make it. It just doesn't taste the same.
And we went to the fruit stand. It's because you don't have the Jamaican bananas.
I know. They were so good.
My bananas, they don't have a lot of flavor.
I know. Guys, we also have to talk about the money situation.
Oh my God. We were just like, the fact that we even can say we had a good trip.
Why do we always have to have some crazy shit happen?
I know. Anyway, so we get home from the mushroom farm and I look out the window and I am like, gee, Zoo, this couple or friends, whatever they were, are out here tanning their assholes.
Out of the window of our Airbnb.
And I did not believe Cecily. It was like, they're tanning their assholes. I was like, what are you doing?
I was like, I swear to God, their legs are spread and they're tanning their assholes.
Their cranium, they were...
I don't remember the scientific term. I can look it up.
There is a term for it, though.
We talked about this on the pod, so if you guys are avid listeners, you'll know.
You'd remember. So I was like, we were going to Jamaica, joking, like, finally going to, like, expose my asshole to the sun for the first time. She called it, like, a butthole. Like, what's the best word
asshole's
for it?
Funnier.
Okay. Are you three? Asshole.
Asshole just is funny.
I know it is. Anyway, so it was just funny that we looked outside and saw these people tanning their assholes. And Jeans didn't believe me. And so I said, run, come here.
Also, the way that they were positioned was
explain it
to me. Try to explain it.
Okay, so basically how they had it was like, you know, on those lounge chairs when you can put the head up a little bit? So they were on that, but backwards so that facing down. So that their legs...
Stomachs down on the lounge chair.
Stomachs down, legs up on that head thing so that their assholes were like...
Propped up
towards the sun. Legs spread.
Almost, they look like almost like an end goal of a football field, football post. Like their legs were.
Cactus style.
And both of them were not wearing any
swimsuits
or anything.
And no towels. Yeah. And my face earlier that day had been face planted right where her coochie was and his penis.
And he physically has his hands on his butt cheeks, spreading them,
pulling them apart.
Spreading them apart.
As so if they weren't high enough to the sky.
I know. And as if we didn't, like, know what they were doing, that confirmed it. He's spreading apart his ass cheeks.
They knew that we were there. Like, this is a shared area.
There's a shared area.
Another couple, not just, trying to be on their honeymoon.
I know.
And then us.
Anyway, so I am, like,
only three chairs.
Yes. We're looking at them out there. We
also didn't even put a towel down.
No. God, do whatever you want to do. Put a towel down.
I know.
We look at them out there. We're like, well, we want to tan. We're only here for 3 days. Like, we want to go out and lay by the water and swim and tan. I don't really feel comfortable going out there when their assholes are, like, exposed and they're sitting like that and they're naked. So then we're, like, looking at them for a while.
You couldn't even, like, sneak by.
No.
Yeah,
no.
They were on, like, the main area. You'd have to walk by them to get anywhere.
I would have to jump off the gazebo to, like, get in the water and then what? Just be in the water for hours until they leave?
So, like, what would they – would they have been embarrassed if we – I feel like they might not have, because if you're tanning your asshole – in a shared area, you're probably not embarrassed. So I feel like they wouldn't even cover themselves up if we went over there. I think we'd just have to witness it.
So we were looking at them for a while.
Like, respectfully.
But so dumbfounded that they were just out there like this. Then the man gets up.
Yep.
And he is fully nude.
Fully nude.
And he's like a 6'3", 6'4" man.
Tall man. His ding-a-ling
was
just
out. And it was like flailing. Bigger than... average, I think. Yes. So it was like big. In your face.
Yeah.
Even though we were kind of far away.
And he is just proudly standing there, dancing with
shaking
his ding-a-ling.
His hips.
And it's one thing if we're on a nude beach. We are not.
No.
This is not a nude beach. I don't have any problem with people being naked, like,
at
all. But come on.
Put a towel down. My face is about to be on that. If I had not seen them out there, I would have gone out there and put my face right where his little ding-a-ling was chilling. Oh my God. Anyway, so now he's up, he's naked, he's shaking his ding-a-ling. I am like, girls, we need to get our shit together, go outside a little bit, have them see us, and stake our ground a tiny bit. Because I feel like maybe they don't think we're here, and maybe they just think they're alone. And if they see us, maybe they'll have the whereabouts to be like, maybe I should put some clothes on and then we can go down and swim. So we go out and we sit on the ledge.
Then she is walking around.
Right. She's nude. And they're taking pictures of each other. I'm like, guys.
And they're also just like admiring the view. I mean, just zero
he's
awareness.
He's swimming. He's on a floaty in the water. Yes. His ass is up on the floaty. Yeah. And I was on that floaty earlier in the day. I'm like, God, what else was I touching? So we go. I sit on this ledge. G and Zoo were sitting on the chairs across from me. Zoo's like taking pictures of me. In the background of the pictures, we didn't even know it. He's there naked. His ass is in the back of my pictures. So I'm like, that's great. And then eventually they kind of clean themselves up and get up and leave.
Yeah, because I think they saw us and they were like,
They saw us. Yeah, so we held our ground.
Yeah.
I might not have held my ground at dinner, but I did the next day.
Yeah, you learned your lesson.
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we go down, tan, we flip the cushions over and put like 7 towels down and then tan.
And then we tan our ass.
And then I got in post position like they had. Thank God they broke it in for us.
So, I mean, then we looked this up and apparently there's no
scientific
evidence to this at all. But isn't it, if you expose it for a short time, it's like. Mm-hmm.
It's like you get so much energy.
So much energy apparently from the sun.
I'm just like, imagine the sunburn. God, that skin has never seen the sun. It's virgin skin.
But my question, which I said to you guys, was if it's about something that's never seen the sun and it's a hole, like, why wouldn't your, like, vagina, like, your pee hole, why wouldn't you expose that?
Because I think there's, like, I don't know, like, different.
It's the asshole specifically?
I mean, there's literally no scientific backing, so I don't know. But I think it's, like, I don't even know. I think it's, like, the skin is tougher or, like, something. I don't know, you guys. I don't want to talk about it.
Speaking out of your asshole.
I literally am.
It was just so bizarre. I, like, nothing could have prepared me for that.
It was insane.
Well, they thought I was lying. And I was like, girls, get your assholes over here because this man is outside pulling his out.
We're in a shared Airbnb. I just
can't
believe
you would do that. But I think they had, like, limited... spatial awareness of like people around them and stuff.
Because they were playing music at
earlier 7. That day, they were playing music at 7 a.m. And then a little later in the morning, Zoo and I were like having our coffee out there. And we went out there. They were down by the water because there was kind of 3 levels. There was the down by the water level where there was the ladder. You can come up and then walk up the stairs to the sun area where they were tanning their assholes. And then there's a gazebo that's covered. Like, if it's raining or something, you can look out onto the water. Zoo and I went to, like, the back of the gazebo, like, the back side where there were, like, these steps that went down, because they had their speaker in the gazebo, their bag on the chairs, and then they were down by the water. Not even swimming, just down by the water. I'm like, you are taking up every section is that is possible to us besides the back of the gazebo in the shade. I'm like, I just don't think they had, like, a lot of awareness for other people around them, obviously, since they were doing that.
Yeah.
But at least they got up and left. Like, they had enough awareness to be like, I'm nude and there's three girls here.
So that was that day.
Yeah.
And then we had the best time. The whole rest of the trip,
it was incredible. We had amazing food. There was, like, this one little strip of road that we walked back and forth from to get food and such and such.
I bought a crochet swimsuit from this amazing woman. She was so awesome.
Handmade it.
She had this picture of herself front and center in the store of her in a bikini back in the day, like, in Negril, Jamaica. And when I walked in, I was like, I don't know if this, like, swimsuit will fit me, whatever. And she's like, no, like, you're so hot. You got it. I used to look like that. And I'm like, you still look like that. And then she's like, no, look, I used to look like that. And she pointed behind her, and there's a picture of her in a swimsuit. I'm like, to have that confidence.
She was such a good hype girl.
It's kind of like Trisha Paytas vibes. Like, you know, like, Paris Hilton or whatever. There's, like, photos of yourself all over your room. Like, I was like, I just want to, like, print out a really hot picture of myself and put it in my living room.
Yeah.
What are people going to say? That's weird.
No,
you should definitely do that.
Definitely should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had the best time.
It was incredible.
It was incred.
What was everybody's highlight?
I think my highlight was probably the first morning when we first saw the ocean, because the ocean, it was incredible. Like, so clear, blue. When you went in, you could see everything, basically. There was beautiful coral. We saw a turtle.
Yeah.
We saw fish. It was just stunning.
We bought these goggles, though. We bought these goggles because we wanted to see the coral reefs. And we bought them. There's, like, a hotel next to us. We bought them at, like, the gift store at the hotel. They were so blurry.
They were awful.
You guys, I opened these goggles. I made a joke. They came with instructions. I was like, ha, 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 don't need these. Like, they're fucking goggles. I throw the instructions away. We go down to the water. Zoo's like, it's so blurry. And I was like, is it? So then I put them on. I look. It was like.
You couldn't see anything.
So blurry. And I used to be on swim team. So, like, I know that goggles should not look like that. And when I was in middle school, I was, like, forced to do it. And we went back to the Airbnb, and I sifted through the trash to get the instructions out. And the instructions had nothing about them being blurry or taking off film or whatever. We took off the film that it came with.
Yeah, I don't think that helped at all.
And they were so blurry.
I don't know what happened. And they were expensive,
and
too.
And I wanted to see the coral reefs in a little bit more detail, but I couldn't, unfortunately.
What were your guys' highlights?
Mine was probably... I don't want to say the same thing, but it was just jumping into the water and just, like, floating on your back. I just feel like that was a specific, but I just feel like not having anything to do. Like,
well, Jean didn't have service.
Yeah, that was the cool part. I didn't have service the whole trip, except if we were, sometimes the Wi-Fi would go in and out, and sometimes I would get some at the Airbnb, but for the most part, I'd had no service. So it was like, I couldn't even respond to anything if I needed to or wanted to.
We had to watch Love is Blind, her downloaded Love is Blind.
And so it was just really relaxing to just, I slept so well. I feel like the week before, I was telling you guys that I kept, like, my mind was racing every time before I went to bed. I would be, like, up.
How
just,
do you,
like,
feel about that now?
Thinking, I've been sleeping so well.
Yay!
I think it's just...
worth the money.
Yes. Seriously. It's just, like...
sleep therapy.
Yeah.
Sleep therapy. It's just being able to really, really actually relax. And I think sometimes the hubbub of New York is just constant. And you feel it even if you're trying to do, like, a relaxing night. So just being in an environment
where it's just relaxing. We were talking about that, like, New York is so crazy all the time. Like, there's never really a time for a break. And that's why I think, like, making your apartment so cozy, like, that's why it's so important, at least to me, because I'm like, this is my sanctuary. Like, your apartment really has to be comfortable, and, like, you have to love it. And even, like, the other day I was, like, walking to, like, I do this 8 p.m. stretch class at my gym. And it's, like, the most relaxing class ever. Like, he plays the most relaxing music, incense burning, stretching, like, it could not be more relaxing. But I go there so stressed because I'm like dodging people, yeah. dodging cars, bikes.
Right.
I literally have like car, like dump trucks are like backing. I'm like, okay. I get there. I'm like, this is so relaxing. All I want to do is just go home and curl up in bed, read mm-hmm. my book, and go to bed.
Yeah.
Then I have to walk home yeah. after it, and it's yeah. like dodging cars. Yeah, people. I literally, I'll call like my sister after because I'm like, I feel so relaxed. I just want to like talk to her, you know? And she's like, where are you? Like, what are these noises? I can't hear you. She's always like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like so nice to be somewhere where you can just like completely just
yeah.
tune out everything. Mm-hmm. Even like the music, Calvin Harris on the first night was more relaxing yeah. than like New York.
That's yeah. crazy. So just like sleeping so well, and also just like, being with my girlies yeah. like 24/7 mm-hmm. like being with your girlfriends, it's like one giant sleepover,
yeah,
which is so fun.
It's so fun. Also, we all used to live together, so it's like always fun. We like yeah. go on trips and like live in or like you're in the same Airbnb together.
This was our first international yes. trip together,
yes,
which I would say was a success.
Yes.
Oh, I would do another
oh.
one.
Oh really?
I would.
I know, I was thinking about that before I left because Ellie, my roommate BFF, was like, you guys know Ellie, I don't need to like preface her. I feel like I'm always like yeah. Bailey, Ellie,
yeah.
My only friends are G, Zoo, Bailey in San Francisco, my friend from high school, and Ellie.
Yeah.
And I live with Ellie. And she was like, oh my God, is this like your, have you guys ever been out of the country together? And I feel like we've traveled so much. We've gone to Maine. We've gone upstate. We've gone.
Cross country.
We've yeah. gone to Texas. We've gone to LA. What the fuck just happened?
LA.
You guys, I think I'm developing a stutter.
Jamaican me crazy.
I literally think I've developed a stutter. We send these like daily vlogs to each other, and we're reading for a book club. We're reading Eve Babbitt's Eve Hollywood, and I was describing it because G was like, "You're not gonna finish it because I don't love it, but I'm gonna finish it." And I'm like really close to the end, and I sent a vlog to the girlies yesterday, and I was like, "For all of you who doubted me, I persevered. I was like, Cicely, what the hell was that? But I just sent it because I was like, my yeah. stutter is like, I'm so real.
You know? I accidentally sent a daily vlog to the wrong people.
And it was a bad one.
It was like, I don't care, obviously, like sending stuff to Zoo and Cicely. Like, I don't care if I look like hideous. I don't care. Oh. But I sent this to our book club group chat, which it's fine. Like, it's fine. But it could have been worse. Like, I could have sent it
G
to, like,
G was like, I'm good morning, girls. I'm having my morning pickles. Cicely, I know you'd understand. And my iced coffee. I'm like, texted G immediately. I'm like, I think that was the wrong chat. And I was laughing so hard.
So embarrassing. Oh, truly. I'm like, my pickles and my coffee? That was weird.
And then you're like, I hope you guys have the most amazing day. I was like, wow. For somebody else who like doesn't have the context.
I think I was like, have an amazing hump yeah. day.
Yeah,
like,
you were
so weird.
Like Wednesday hump day, have the best day. I was like,
it's
oh
like
my
I
God.
Can be weird with you guys, but like I don't. They weren't prepared.
You were
for
like,
that.
You were like, I'm just about to jump into the meeting. I'm having my morning pickles.
I'm like, oh. It could have been worse. You could have sent that to like your manager. So
oh
like,
yeah, could you yeah. imagine? My group chat with my like team.
Yeah,
that would be so.
Have an amazing hump day.
And they would have thought probably that it was for them. It's not like he said like.
What is oh so funny? God.
Just like be careful. I've been doing this now a lot. I'm sending accidental texts. Yes. Like you need to be careful.
It's interesting because my sister's name is Isa, and my ex boyfriend's last name is like IS. It starts ISA, yeah. which is Isa.
No.
So every time I type in Isa to send her something, like I'll like send her a photo. So then I go to the photo app, say send, and then I message. So it's not like I'm going through my text threads. I'm mm-hmm. just sending it to Isa
right.
via text in iPhoto. And I feel like I'm explaining something to my mother. And this guy's name always comes up. And there have been like 3 times where I've almost sent him a picture.
So you should scary. Just change his last
like
name
a
on
picture
there.
Of a pug. Like,
I think I should pin I our group chat and yeah. pin like the people that I talk to the most because I've never pinned any text.
Oh, I haven't yeah. either.
And maybe that would help. Because yeah. sometimes I have a bunch of people that like I just have their first name
yeah. mm-hmm.
and they're the same letter or something, or even our group chats. It's just
it's
oh
confusing.
My so anyways, chaotic. My pickle video could have been worse.
Yeah.
What was the point of this?
What was I don't know.
Let's backtrack, ladies. Come on, get your brains working.
Your stutter. LA.
My stutter.
LA. Oh, traveling internationally.
Traveling internationally. Yeah. We hadn't traveled
whatever.
Internationally.
It was our first international trip.
And yeah. we did it, and it was amazing.
What was the highlight of the trip for you?
My highlight, oh my God, it was so cute, but also so, like, embarrassing and funny. G and I shared a room on this, like probably my highlight, but also like the water and everything being there was so fun. We were sharing a bed on the like top floor, and because I don't like to sleep alone, and
neither.
I know. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like fully snuggling G.
Oh,
like, she told me. I don't know if I thought she was like my boyfriend or whatever, but I was like fully like wrapped around G.
Oh,
and
then
I woke
so
up
cute.
And I was like. Anyway, so
went to the other side. I don't remember that either.
She was dead asleep.
Yeah, she's
dead
probably cricketing.
Asleep. Yeah.
Probably. Or twitching.
Or twitching. Oh my God, G is a twitcher.
Yeah.
I guess.
We were falling asleep, and I've slept with you so many times. Yeah. Like, hours, you know? Like, I've slept with you. So,
like night, hours.
I don't know, but like, I don't know why I put that measurement on there, but I've slept with you a lot. And
not sexually.
I've slept next to you.
Yes, and I'm just gonna, everybody thinks
are you guys
are
a
dating.
Couple or friends?
No, everybody on every TikTok that we post together, they're like, y'all dating. I'm like, why do you go there?
Like, we're not, but she is my soulmate.
Yes, she is my sister from another mister. Anyways, I've never experienced G twitching.
Yeah,
and I don't fall asleep instantly, so I fall asleep after like maybe 30 minutes, 20 minutes. This girl was twitching to the point where it was scaring me. At first, I thought there was ants in our room. At first, I thought she was flicking off ants.
Well, there were, but
there
were. You were doing that in the car too when you were napping,
fully twitching.
And
I was like,
it freaked me out. I was like, is she okay?
Well, at first, I got up and I looked at her and I was like, what's on you? And she was like, nothing, no response. And I was like, oh, she's asleep. And then it kept happening, but it would happen like right when I was about to fall asleep, and she would do this massive twitch that would just like shake the whole bed. And I was like,
you guys, okay?
That between that and Calvin Harris, I was like surprised I fell asleep.
I've always been a little bit of a twitcher. Like as I'm falling asleep, but I think seriously,
you were so relaxed.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you are like not used to being that like deeply, deeply relaxed, like I was hitting REM, baby, every night.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think it's just your body is like holds all that tension, and when you are actually relaxing, it's like, whoa, what is happening?
You were like, whoa, I was like,
your
I don't
body's like,
be in that
wake
dream.
Up, yeah, you're gonna die,
right?
So that was my highlight was snuggling G.
Aww.
So cute.
So you won't let me snuggle her, but I'll get back to you.
I'll maybe one day you'll do it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
She'll even know.
Sleep in bed with her.
No.
My treat.
That's scary.
Well, that was our Jamaica trip for everyone.
And I want to go back already.
I do too.
I know.
It was so amazing. It's just fun to go on a girl's
definitely
trip.
Definitely recommend.
Yeah, it
yes,
was amazing. 100%. But I would
I
recommend
time,
flying
actually.
Into the Negril airport if you can get a flight. I think they're a little more expensive.
Is there an airport in Negril?
Yeah, I looked it up. There's an
really?
Airport.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because we flew into Montego Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely farther.
And we landed at peak rush hour, so it was a 3-hour drive.
Another tip, get global entry.
Yeah.
Because the lines at custom
coming
will
back. Crazy.
Be
screw you
so
over.
Annoying.
Another tip, don't transfer your American dollars into Jamaican money because nobody wants it.
Yeah, everyone in Jamaica wants USD.
Yes.
Right. I transferred my money and then I was so confused counting it in the morning before I had coffee. Don't talk to me before I had my coffee.
Literally.
I
but first,
thought that someone
coffee.
Had stolen
like $300.
Like $300, but I was just counting it wrong.
And then I counted it. I counted it wrong too.
And then I counted
and
it.
And you got it right.
Yeah.
It was just.
I was
a little
joking
chaotic.
That like. You know, like influencers or people that go on trips, like we'll bring a photographer or like whatever for these trips. I was like, we need to bring like a financial advisor.
Because no, really, literally,
you're so
a logistics
so,
person.
Yeah, bad with money and B counted it completely wrong. They can't do math. So,
well, we have some strengths, but we have some weaknesses. But you know what? It all
I have some
out.
Things to work on: counting money and not talking to people too much to the point where they get the wrong impression.
Yeah. And just like confrontation,
and sticking up for myself.
Yeah.
Another travel tip that I would say we did really well on this trip is like having some plans but not being stuck to an itinerary because we kind of had this like idea maybe we would go to the beach or something, but I'm glad that we kind of let every day take us as we wanted it to, because I feel like sometimes when you plan too much it can work against you in
a
way.
I agree.
And literally the only plan we had really was the mushroom thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was super fun. But yeah, you don't need to have plans going in, because once you get there, then you kind of see the layout and you're like, oh, this
the
is
restaurants.
What,
you can get like local recommendations.
Yeah.
We went to so
many
good restaurants.
So many good restaurants.
Yeah. And that's the best thing too, is like to really ask people, because and like specify that what you want, because I think sometimes they just kind of assume that you want sort of like a hotel fancy Americanized experience.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was like, we really, you know, to the mushroom tour people,
Mrs.
I was like,
Shroom.
We really, Mrs. Shroom, we want local, like a local spot, mm-hmm. then she actually gave it to us.
Yeah.
Or even like the local transportation.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Seriously. So that was that.
Jamaican
and crazy. I think that is that.
Yeah, that is that. And now we're back in NYC. Me and Zoo are going to LA next week on Friday. Because we are writing a short film and we're going to scout our location and also try the Air One spicy tuna sandwich. Oh my god,
I'm so jealous. And the gluten-free mac and cheese and the Haley Bieber smoothie.
I think
I want to do a mukbang.
Don't take this offensively, but I'm going to have to mute your guys' stories at Air One because I want to try Air One so badly. No, and
you need to. You will.
I will.
So yeah.
Anyway, we hope everybody has had a good week. Mm-hmm. Sorry we missed a week. We were vacationioning.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
We were on Do Not Disturb.
G literally was.
I know, I legitimately was if I didn't text you. That's okay.
Yeah.
But we hope you guys enjoyed. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Love you. Kisses.
Kisses.